It's nice to meet you.
I am Julie.
So, where are you from?
Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here with you all as we've prepared an amazing and spectacular course of English conversation, which is practical, didactic, and result-oriented. We want you to enjoy the process of mastering the English language. Make your dreams come true and take this opportunity to learn English conversation the best way. Easy, fast, and free. This course has 25 conversations. In this course, you can learn and practice using all of the conversations. And I can tell you, when you finalize this course, your English will have improved to the next level. Remember, the best way to learn English is through dedication, effort, and patience. Let's begin.
Unit 1. Nice to meet you.
I was wondering if I can sit with you in this quiet restaurant, as this silence is killing me.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I am Ruth. It's nice to meet you.
I am Julie.
So, where are you from?
I am from London. I'm studying media studies at NYU in the US. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from New York. I am a paleontologist and working in a museum here.
Okay, I see. Do you get often bored at silent places?
Not all the time. I actually enjoy spending time alone.
So, you are alone, but not lonely. Am I right?
Yes, you can say that. Why did you choose such a silent and calm place? In spite of pursuing a professional degree in media studies.
Well, basically, I am a writer, so I need some comfort from the busy world out there to concentrate on my writing. I am currently working on my novel these days.
Unit 2. Are you married or single?
Alfred, are you married or single?
I was married for 5 years. Now I am single.
What about your sister, Roxanne?
She is not married because she is 2 years old. What about you?
Well, I am single, but I am going to get married soon.
Congratulations! You are really tall, Marion. How tall are you?
I am 1.8 7 meters tall, but I am not as tall as my mom.
Are you serious?
Yes, she is 1.97 meters tall.
Oh yes, I remembered her. She is lovely.
Unit 3. What are you doing?
Hi, sister. What are you doing?
Hi, Pierre. I am reading a book that I bought yesterday.
What's the name of the book?
New Fan by Joseph Alfaro.
Is he a Chilean writer?
No, he is from Argentina.
What is it about?
It is about a young boy who wants to be famous, but he ends up in jail.
Oh, I see. Have you liked it so far?
I don't know. It's been a bit boring, but I've heard great comments about it.
Look, I bought another book for your birthday.
Thank you, Pierre. You are the best brother in the world.
I know. I have to get back to work. I'll see you on Friday.
Unit 4, are you planning?
Are you planning to study after college, or will you try to find a suitable job for yourself?
You know me. I don't like to study, and I also don't want to live with my parents anymore. I want to be independent. So, most probably, you will see me at some office after college. What's your plan? Probably pursuing higher studies, right?
Yeah, probably, but in a different major. I am switching my major from computer sciences to psychology.
Then you should pursue your master's at NUF. As I heard, it's excellent.
Yes, that's the plan. But as I have to cater my financials myself, I will also have to find a part-time job too.
Oh, well, that will be tough, won't it?
Yeah, I know, but I have no other option. If you know any good part-time jobs that suits me, do tell me.
Of course, I will let you know.
Unit 5, tell me about yourself.
Good morning. Have you found the office easily? I hope so.
Good morning. Oh, yes. It hasn't been difficult at all to get here from the bus station.
Tell me about yourself. Your CV says you are a very qualified professional.
That's right. I have high qualifications on my MA and also a lot of experience in the technology industry.
Why do you want to join this company?
I want to work with you because this is the best company in the country. Being part of this team will improve my career.
I see your point. Could you start tomorrow?
Of course, I could.
Unit 6, where are you going?
Where are you going?
I have to walk the dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a poodle.
Poodles bark a lot.
They sure do.
They bark at everything.
But they are very cute.
Why did you get a poodle?
It's my mom's dog.
So, she likes poodles.
She says they're good watchdogs.
Every dog is a good watchdog.
They are.
Enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Unit 7. How may I help you?
Good morning. This is the Salt Flats Hotel. How may I help you?
Good morning. I would like to make a reservation for the last weekend in July.
I'm afraid we have very few vacancies for that particular weekend. How many people is the reservation for?
Two adults.
There is a double room available on the 29th of July. Would that suit you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
How long will you be staying?
We'll be staying for 2 nights.
Excellent. What name will the reservation be under?
Paris Miller.
Thank you very much for your reservation. We look forward to seeing you in July.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Unit 8. Are you ready to order?
Hi. Are you ready to order?
Well, sort of. I have a few questions. Which of these dishes are vegetarian?
All the dishes under vegetables are vegetarian, as well as some of the appetizers.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Does the vegetable roast have any onion on it?
Yes, but we can leave it out if you wish.
I'll have one of those then. No onion, please.
Vegetable roast, no onions. All right. Would you like anything to drink?
Do you have any fruit juices?
We have bottled orange, pineapple, apple, and grape juice.
I'll have the pineapple juice.
Would you like some ice in it?
Yes, please.
Is there anything else you would like?
Well, you mentioned the appetizers. Is there anything you would recommend?
The salads are perfect for this weather. You could try our special salad.
I'm not into salads much, actually. I think I'll have the spicy apple dip.
I'm afraid we've run out of that one. May I suggest the mini spring rolls instead?
Sure.
Wonderful. Anything else?
That's it for now. Thank you very much.
Unit 9. Do you need my help?
What are you doing?
I'm reading this article. I have to finish it today.
Why do you have to finish it today?
Because my boss wants the main idea.
What is the article about?
It's about job opportunities in Asia.
That sounds interesting.
It is interesting and difficult. I'm trying to understand these numbers.
What is Carla doing on the computer?
She is helping me. She is looking for information on the internet.
Do you need my help?
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Unit 10. Something important to discuss.
Mary, I have something important to discuss with you.
What is it, honey?
I want us to move to an apartment.
Why do you want to move?
Because we have lived with your parents for 2 years.
And what's the problem?
There's no problem, but we are a couple, and I think we need our own place.
Okay. Do you have an apartment in mind?
I have seen many, but there's one that called my attention.
Why?
Because it's brand new, comfortable, and very beautiful.
What about the rent?
It's fair. Only $1,000 per month.
Well, it won't be easy for me at the beginning, but it sounds like a good idea.
You won't regret it, Mary.
Unit 11, Love at First Sight.
Harry, when I met you, it was love at first sight.
I was nuts about you from the beginning, too. Remember, I broke up with that girl, Jenny, after I met you.
Come here. And give me a kiss.
Give me a break, Penny. We don't have time for that now. We need to crank out these cookies.
You don't really love me, do you?
Penny, I'm head over heels in love with you. But it's crunch time for these cookies.
Cookies, cookies, cookies. You've got a one-track mind.
Penny, I need to keep working, but you can take a break if you want.
No, I'll keep plugging away. I'm just your cookie slave. Go ahead. Treat me like dirt.
Sorry, Penny. Come here and let me give you a
quick kiss.
Hey, what's going on in here? Are you making cookies or making out?
Unit 12, tell me where.
Excuse me, I was wondering if you could tell me where the closest supermarket is from here. I am actually new here and don't know where it is.
Sure, no problem. You can take a left from here. Walk a bit and you'll see a superstore on the right side of the street.
Thank you. I will do so.
Have you shifted lately in the building?
Yes, I shifted in the building yesterday.
If you need anything, please do tell me. I would be happy to help you.
Of course I will.
What's your name?
My name is Ross.
Ross, I am Lisa. I have been living in the building for the past 2 years. Can I ask you what you're going to buy?
I was going to buy a carton of milk and some other kitchen items.
Yes, you'll easily get them on that superstore.
Thanks. It was nice meeting you.
Same here.
Unit 13, would you like to order?
Good afternoon. I was wondering if I could get a cup of coffee here.
Yes. Which flavor would you like to order, sir?
How many flavors are available at the moment?
Well, we have espresso, cappuccino, macchiato, Turkish coffee, and long black. We also offer decaffeinated coffee to our customers.
Okay, then I want 2 cups of espresso with low fat, whipped cream, and little sugar.
Okay, would that be all, sir?
Yes. One more thing. Please bring the coffee after 15 minutes as I am waiting for a friend here. Meanwhile, please bring a glass of water for me.
Okay, I will bring your water in a bit. How are you going to pay? Cash or credit card?
Credit card.
Thank you, sir.
Unit 14, hanging out together.
See you later, Mom.
Where are you going, Harry?
I told Penny I'd drop by.
What are you two going to do?
Maybe go to the movies or to party. Our plans are still up in the air.
Why don't you invite her over here?
I don't want to hang around here. Dad is really down in the dumps.
Is Penny the girl with the nose ring and the purple hair?
Yeah, I'm crazy about her.
Don't take this the wrong way, but she's not exactly my cup of tea.
Take it easy, Mom. We're not about to get married. We just enjoy hanging out together.
I guess there's no accounting for taste. Have a good time.
Don't worry. We'll have a blast.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Unit 15, the recipe.
Hello. Good afternoon. Are you Mary of Mary's Scrumptious Cookies?
Yes, I am.
My name is Carol Miller, and I'm calling from the National Cookie Company. We're nuts about your cookies, and we'd like to sell them all over the country.
Unfortunately, we're running on a shoestring out of our kitchen. We can't make enough cookies for you.
My company wants to buy the recipe and the brand name from you.
Oh, yeah? Why would you want to do that?
We have a successful track record of buying small companies and turning them into big ones.
In that case, I'm sure we can come to an agreement.
Great! You just made my day.
You'll need to work out the nuts and bolts of the agreement with my husband. He's the business manager.
May I speak with him now?
He's at a meeting. I'll have him get in touch with you when he returns.
Good. I look forward to speaking with him.
Unit 16, Lucky Day.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, miss. May I help you?
Yes, I need information about flights to Switzerland.
Are you going on a pleasure or a business trip?
I will meet my sister there. We will spend our vacation in a figure skating club.
That sounds like fun. I bet it will be a great experience for you. When are you planning to travel?
On May 21st, and I'll be back on August 5th.
Well, today is your lucky day. We have a special price with Tam Air.
Good news! How much is the ticket?
Do you want a way or a round trip ticket?
Round trip.
That will be $1,200.
It's perfect. But is it a non-stop flight?
No. It has stopovers, but I don't think it will be a problem. Unless you can't stay in Munich for one night.
It won't be a problem at all. As a matter of fact, I have some friends in Munich.
Great. Excuse me. How will you pay for the ticket?
I'll pay with my credit card.
All right.
Unit 17. What do you do for a living?
Mark, after all, what do you do for a living?
I'm an architect. I work for Genius Build. And you, John? What do you do for a living?
I am a journalist. I work with my father. We have a newspaper.
A family business. That's wonderful. What about your mother? What does she do for a living?
She is a photographer.
Well, I imagine that she works with you and your dad?
No, she doesn't.
Where does she work then?
She works for Bose Magazine.
Unit 18. Pleased to meet you.
Good morning, Miss Green. I'd like you to meet Mr. Hernandez from RAF Market Research.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Hernandez. I'm Rita Green.
Pleased to meet you, too.
Mr. Hernandez is a market researcher. He's been analyzing our company for 2 years for a research project.
That's wonderful. Would it be possible to talk about your research project next week?
Oh, sorry. I'll be at a symposium in San Francisco. What about tomorrow in the morning?
Let me talk to my assistant to see if I can fit you in tomorrow morning. My secretary will let you know today.
I look forward to discussing the findings of my research with you.
That'll be great. I hope to see you soon, Mr. Hernandez. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Green.
Goodbye, Miss Green. Have a good day.
Unit 19, the new pop star.
Welcome to a new episode of Famous People's Families. Today, we are going to talk about the family of new pop star Frank Coleman. Hello, Frank. Do you have a large or small family?
Hello. I would say small. My family consists of my wife, my son, my parents, and my two sisters.
What about your extended family?
My father has 12 siblings, and my mother, 7. So, I have 10 uncles and 9 aunts. But, to tell you the truth, I only see them at Christmas.
Do you get along with your sisters?
My sisters' names are Rose and Rachel. I love my family more than anything, so we get along well. I call them every week. It is a very close relationship.
Tell us about your parents.
Well, they are my heroes. My mom's name is Ivana. She is from Russia. She is 62 years old and is really beautiful. My father's name is Ralph. He is a dentist. They make a lovely couple.
Would you like to have more children?
Yes. Actually, Elizabeth, my wife, is pregnant. We are excited and happy. My parents don't know yet. We are going to tell them tomorrow.
Wow, that's really good news. Thank you, Frank, for being here and for telling us about your family.
Unit 20, let's get something to eat.
Let's get something to eat. I'm hungry.
That's a good idea. Where?
Well, Jane's Coffee Shop has good hamburgers, and Amy's has a good especial.
How much is the especial?
About $4 or $5. I can't remember.
That's pretty expensive. Where's Jane's Coffee Shop? Is it near here?
Yes, it's on the corner of 6th Street and Broadway.
Let's go there. But I can't stay long. I have to go to the store before I go home.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I'd like a chicken sandwich and a Coke.
The same for me. And what kind of pies do you have?
Apple, lemon, and chocolate.
Apple, please.
That's a good idea. Could I have a piece of apple pie, too?
Sure. Is that all?
Yes, I think so. What do you do, Serena?
I'm a nurse. I work at General Hospital.
You work and study and you're housewife, too? Where do you find time?
Oh, I
don't know. I even have some free time.
What do you do in your free time?
I read and I go to the movies.
Oh, I like movies too. Would you like to go tomorrow?
I can't tomorrow. I have to work. But I'd like to go sometime. How often do you go?
About twice a month.